Good. Hey, if you have your Bibles with you this morning, we're in Psalm chapter 46 this morning. Psalm 46. It's page 553 in your pew Bible. And Psalm 46:10 is a verse that's kind of followed me my entire life. And a year ago, after Holy Spirit weekend, I talked with Rob Reamer, who spoke with us last Sunday, about where do I need to go to the next level. And he said, Jeff, this is good, you're doing this well, this is great, but you need to go deep. You need to spend some deep times with the Father. And so he gave me a plan. I want you to spend solitude with the Lord. I want you to read about guys who went deep and spent hours on their face before the king. I want you to read those well, and meditate on a passage of scripture for a whole year. All right, and the first one that popped in my head was this passage, because 46:10 had followed me all through my journey. And it's very difficult to take an entire year, sum up of an entire year of meditating on the Word of God and show you everything that the Lord did and through me. But I'm going to attempt to do that this morning for you. I'm an extrovert. I love being around people. I feed off of people. So I don't need to go home on a Sunday and recover. I go and nap, but I don't need to recover. Holy Spirit week after Holy Spirit weekend, we're doing all kinds of awesome stuff with the Lord the whole weekend. I took like a 30-minute nap. My wife and I went and saw a movie. I'm good because I love people. And so when Rob told me last year, hey, listen, you need to spend some quiet solitude with Jesus, I was like, what else you got? Anything else? Another plan? I'll fast. Let's fast. Let's do that. I can go without eating. But going without people is like, you killed my soul. I need people around me. So I've gotten into this rhythm now where the fourth Wednesday of every month, I'm spending the whole day by myself with Jesus, which has been a long journey. And I want to show you kind of like what this journey has been like for me. So the last day of solitude that I took, because I'm going to be at, Robert told you, we're going to be at Council next week, which is the National Conference for the Christian Mission Alliance. So I bumped it up a week to this past Wednesday. And we live, our house is like right at the base of Hook Mountain. So I figure, hey, listen, if I'm going to spend a day with Jesus and it's gorgeous out, I'm hiking up Hook Mountain. So as I'm going up Hook Mountain, right, so there's this path. And for me, this illustration parallels so many different things for me, all right? So we're on a journey with Jesus. I don't like to look at Jesus at the end of the road and I'm trying to get to him. I like to look at the journey as I'm on the journey with Jesus. He's with me, we're walking, and we're getting to the place where he wants to bring me, right? And so, you know, it's a nice little path every now and then. It's gorgeous, the birds are chirping. If you've never heard the song of an indigo bunting, you need to put it on your to-do list. We're bird people, we have feeders and all that kind of stuff. I haven't seen indigo buntings, look it up. It's this gorgeous bird. But its voice is ridiculous. It's like an angel. And I heard them all the way up the path. I didn't know what I was hearing until I saw it at the top. But, you know, it's just sometimes life is just like this gorgeous path that you're just on. It's really, really good. And then all of a sudden, there's this. And you're like, Jesus, what do I do with that? And for me, days of solitude are like this. All right, all I see is a bunch of junk that's not going to do anything for my soul. And sometimes in life, we come across things that look like this. There's actually a path there. It's really hard to see. But there's a path there. And if you know what to look for, you can find it. And so if we view Jesus on the journey with us as opposed to somebody we're trying to get to, if we view ourselves with him on the journey, then all of a sudden those steps become noticeable. Oh my goodness, there's a place for me to put my feet. Oh wow, there's another place for me to put my feet. Oh, wow, there's another one and another one. And the next thing you know, that wall that was in front of you, that chaos, that disorder, whatever it is that the Lord is taking you through gets you to this. And I put on a little winter weight. So this was not the easiest. I stopped probably 6 times on the way up the mountain. I really don't want to confess that, but I did. I stopped. I let people pass. And then I got to this. And there's a place of peace that the God of the universe wants to bring you to. He wants to show you something. And sometimes in life, the journey is not simple. It's not simple for you. It's chaos. It's disorder. Maybe those bricks are huge. Maybe they're cancer or death or pain or whatever they are. But there's a God who wants to walk with you along that journey to get you to a place that he's trying to bring you to. And so I spent this whole year struggling with this thing called solitude so I could be in a place where this verse that has followed me my entire life, so I could sit and be still. So I'm memorizing this passage of scripture. As I get older, I'm realizing that my memorizer doesn't work as well as it used to. So my memorizer is in front of me on a piece of paper for you this morning. But this is what it says in verse 1. God is our refuge and our strength, ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, Selah. I've talked about this word Selah before, but let me just remind you. This word Selah, some people don't like to, it's got so many different meanings that oftentimes it's not translated. But these are the thoughts that go with this word Selah. It's either a pause, right, because this is a poem and it's a song, right? So it's either a pause, hold on a second, I want you to pause right here and just kind of let those words just kind of wash over you. Or it's an exclamation point, as in a raising of the voice. So this is sung or read, and it's a praise of acclamation. Woo! Or it's to be held there, held up in front of you, as in a weighing of the scales. I want these words to weigh on your soul, to land on you with power and authority. And one morning, I'm looking at this section of my passage, and I'm reading this verse over and over and over again. God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. And I was just letting this wash over me and wash over me and wash over me. And then this thought just popped into my head. As I'm meditating on God's word, all of a sudden he laid on my heart some people in the church to pray for. The Catechus and Sarah McLaughlin were on their way to Ecuador on a missions trip. And the Lord said, I want you to pray right now. Okay, I'm going to pray. And this is what I prayed. Lord Jesus, I pray for my friends. I pray that you would encircle them in your presence and your power. I pray that no weapon formed against them will prosper. In the name of Jesus, amen. It's a really simple prayer. That was it, and I went back to studying this verse. I had no idea about this at all, but they were on a plane on their way to Ecuador. They tried to land 2 or 3 times, and they couldn't because the turbulence was so bad. The plane was shaking, and the exact same moment the Lord asked me to pray for them, this is what Chris saw out the window. I don't know if you can see this, but there's a shadow just below that red dot of the plane, and there is a rainbow encircling the shadow. I don't even know what to do with that. I sent the prayer to Chris and Sarah over Facebook, and they landed, and immediately I got, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You have no idea. You're right, I don't. I have no idea what happened. No, look, and Chris posts this picture on Facebook. While you were praying, like I did the math, the exact time you were praying, this is what happened. I looked out the window, and as soon as I saw that, all of a sudden the plane leveled off, and it landed without any trouble whatsoever. And then God used them like time after time after time for the next 2.5 weeks as he served them. And they were reminded that the God of the universe encircles them in the palm of their hand. They don't have to fear He's got something for them. And I'm sitting in my office going, okay, maybe there's something to this solitude and memorization of God's word. Maybe, just maybe, there's something to this thing. Then, you keep going. And in verse 4 it says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her in break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress, Selah. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress, Selah. We're shown this story of the river again when John has his vision of Revelation. And he sees this river before the Almighty, the river of life. This river of life that the Lord of the universe wants to bring us into as he washes over us in times of peace so that we can get on the journey that he has for us. And all year long, I was reminded of this fact that, Jeff, I want to bring you to the place that I want to bring you to. I want my river of life to wash over you because there's things that I desire to do, and they're not going to happen unless you're in the river with me. Selah. And the more I tried the solitude thing, the harder it got. There were like terrible times in these times of solitude that I would take. And after each time of solitude, of spending face time with Jesus, God would show up and do something to humble me. One of the last times I was in my time of solitude, it didn't work out for me to go up the mountain, so because the car was in the shop. So I went over down by the river here by Olson Center, and I just sat there on the river for 6 hours, just listening to the Lord. And I was, like, distracted the whole time. You got boaters. My mind is just, like, chaos. At one point, I had to come up and help out with something in the office, so that kind of pulled me out. And I went back, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just going, Lord, I feel like I've just wasted a day. I feel like I'm just sitting here wasting a whole day. And then I heard, be still. Be still. And I sat there, and all of a sudden, like, I noticed birds flying. I noticed the clouds passing. I noticed everything in, like, a really vibrant color. I wish I could describe this for you. This was my experience. And as I'm sitting there and he's saying, be still. And I'm looking out at this river. Let my river wash over you. I went back to my office and I'm looking back over my passage of scripture. And I'm letting it wash over me. And all of a sudden, like 20 people popped into my head all at the same time. I want you to pray for this person for this. I want you to pray for this person for this. I want you to pray for this person for this. And so I just started sending out texts, like, and 20 minutes later, I had sent out like 20 texts to 20 different people. They were all different kinds of things that I was praying for them, and every single one of them came back and landed. You have no idea, Pastor Jeff. You have no idea. Probably the next day was the most powerful one, though. I was sitting there in my office. I'm looking at the verse. I'm like, wow, that was really cool yesterday what you did, Lord. That was really awesome. That's great. And all of a sudden, this pastor that I know popped into my head. And we don't know each other very well. I mean, he's in the district, and I've met him a couple times. I've known of him for years. He was on a conference call on the district level that Warren set up for us on race relations, and he was one of the speakers. And as I listened to him pour out his heart of what God's trying to do to bring peace amongst all races in the kingdom, everything that he was saying just landed on my soul. Like, these are the words of God. This is what the God of the universe desires. This is what he wants us to understand and own. And I thought, I need to send this guy an encouragement note. And I didn't. And all of a sudden, after this last day of solitude, I saw his name pop up on Facebook, and I thought, I've got to send him an encouragement note. I've got to send it right now. And I stopped, and I prayed, Lord Jesus, what do you want me to say to him? I sent him out a message. Right away, I got a response. Jeff, you have no idea. You have no idea. I know we don't talk to each other a whole bunch, but here's what's going on in my life. You have no idea how you changed my day. And we went back and forth for about a half an hour of what God was doing in his life and how my prayer matched up with what he needed that day. He's feeling discouraged and just like not like he wasn't able to own anything that God was saying to him. And all of a sudden, God breaks through. Selah. And I sat in my office and I just cried. I just sat there crying, going, oh my goodness. Okay, maybe, just maybe, Lord, there's something to this spending time on my face with you. And then it keeps going. In verse 8, come and see the works of the Lord, the desolation he brought on the earth. He makes the war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields to fire. Be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted among the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And now he said that twice. Come and see the works of the Lord. The desolation he brought on the earth. He makes the war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield to fire. And as I let those words wash over me, I realize that God is calling me to a place of peace. He's not just calling me to a place of peace. He's calling all of us to a place of peace. There's destruction and disorder running rampant in this world. And what he really wants is to just land on us with his peace. Be still and know that I am God. And that word is just more than just stillness. It means to sink or to let down or to relax or to let go or to cease or to refrain or to be quiet. And if I'm trying to figure out God and what he desires to be in and through me, I have to stop. I've got to let go of Jeff. I've got to cease trying to accomplish what Jeff wants to accomplish. I need to refrain from doing what Jeff wants to do. I need to sink into Jesus. I need to be quiet. I need to be still so he can take me where he wants to take me. And then, and only then, will his name be known among the nations, and his name will be exalted among the earth. I was sitting up there on Hook Mountain this last Wednesday. I'm spending time with Jesus. And I was kind of like, I came up over the other side. There's this really cool spot. If you ask me afterwards, I'll show you where it is. So you can spend some awesome time with Jesus. My chair fit perfectly. There was a rock right in front of me. It turned into like a recliner. And it was just me and Jesus watching the turkey vultures and the red-tailed hawks soaring below me, which is the strangest experience in the world. I couldn't help but think, you will soar on wings like eagles. You will run and not faint. You will walk and not grow weary. And all day long, just all these images, as I'm being still before God, and he's throwing all these things in my head. And occasionally, because it's a Wednesday, occasionally somebody would walk up. And then about the middle of the afternoon, this group of college students came up, and they were behind me. And they were being loud and obnoxious and telling inappropriate jokes. And I'm just sitting there, and I wanted to go, shut up! I'm down here trying to be still. And then it sank in a level that it's never done before. Jeff's natural desire when he hears people is to go find out who those people are. Normally, under normal circumstances, I would walk back up, I would introduce myself, I'd find out where they were from, I'd start talking. And all I could think of was, shut up, I'm spending time with Jesus. And something shifted in my soul where my desire was more about the king than making relationships. Because if my desire is for the king, the relationships will happen the way he desires for them to happen. And so this is what I learned after a year of spending my face before the king. I think finally after 38 years, 39 years of my life, I learned how to walk. I learned how to swim in the river of the Lord. All throughout our lives, there are these crazy things that happen that can cause destruction, desolation, whatever. And we look at them when we get frustrated. For me, I'm driving in the car, somebody cuts me off, all of a sudden I'm angry. What if the Lord is just asking me to slow down? And that person that cuts you off or caused the accident saved you from something way worse, and the Lord is just asking you to be still. For the longest time, I think my life song was sung by Alabama. I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really want to do is live and die. I'm in a hurry, and I don't know why. And I'm learning throughout this whole year that that's not my life song at all. My life song is to be still and know that I am God. Let me pray for you. And then this is what we're going to do. The team's going to come back up, and they're going to sing. And maybe you're not at a place of peace this morning. We were singing that last song, "It Is Well," and it is not well with you. Our prayer team's going to be up here, willing to pray with you. Maybe you just need to come up. It's been a really, really long time that you've had a moment of just stillness before the King. Maybe you just need to come up and sit in the front pew or on your knees and just be still for a moment as they play. Whatever your response needs to be this morning, I want that to be what your response is this morning. But let me pray and then we'll sing. Lord Jesus, you are King. You are the author and perfecter of our faith. You are our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in time of trouble. Holy Spirit, I ask that your peace would land with authority this morning. That your stillness would land with authority this morning. That your stillness would land with authority this morning. That we would sink into you. That we would stop for a second, that we would refrain, that we would cease, that we would be quiet, that we would be in a place where we can listen and understand that you are a God of peace who desires peace over us, in us, and through us. I pray that that would land right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Would you stand?